My name is Dean Terasaki, and this is about my recent photo montage, Control and Monitor. My photo montages come from an interest of almost 40 years in combining multiple images into a single matrix. The point of departure for each montage is the complex relationship between photography and memory. When I'm out in the world and I make an exposure, it is always with the idea that the image may find life as an element in a photo montage. My experience viewing any photographic image is informed by my memory. Think of a photograph as an armature. We can look at it from a variety of different points of view. A photograph always starts from a specific instance of a subject, but the image speaks to us on a variety of levels. The negative space can define part of the context of the photographer's subject. Our moment in history, as well as where the image appears, may provide additional information about how we interpret that subject. The subject is the thing itself, but it is also a specific instance of many similar subjects. Certainly, a subject seen in a particular way can recall its archetype. I think here that a portrait of my wife in her garden is a picture of the woman that I love, but that image can also represent a generalized image of the human need for sustenance or beauty. There are only two exposures in Control and Monitor. The street scene is a film negative captured in 2000 in Guangzhou in southern China. The people are on a walkway over a busy intersection. The single capture already layers the information of a city with the foreground subjects. I chose a point of view in anticipation of how the image will be used. The control panels in this montage are from a 2007 visit to the Titan Missile Museum south of Tucson. From my childhood memories of duck and cover drills to the blessings and terrors offered by a modern city, there has always been the technological threat to control or change our lives. I hope that my images can add to the conversation about the complexity of our human relationship with the world we live in.